You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Judith Sears Poisson, in for Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll talk about how to give back more genuinely and with better impact. First, this summer, the Trump administration moved two federal agriculture research agencies from their base in Washington, D.C. to Kansas City, Missouri. Employees of the agency protested the move, saying the administration was trying to silence their work on topics like climate change. We talked about that move with an agriculture reporter in October. You can listen back to that interview at WPR.org/Central Time. Ultimately, about three quarters of the staff left the agency instead of relocating, leading to delays in the agency's research and the funding they typically distribute. Our next guest says that there were flaws with how the administration went about that process, but he says the idea of moving some agencies out of the Capitol has its advantages. Alan Berube is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. He's also the deputy director of their Metropolitan Policy Program. Alan, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. It's good to be with you, Judith.
So what do the numbers tell us about where the federal workforce is actually located?
So there's a lot of talk in Washington these days about, where the federal workforce is, because there are a lot of places in the country that aren't growing so fast, don't have a lot of economic opportunity. I think what gets lost in that discussion a lot, though, is the fact that actually most federal workers aren't here in Washington, D.C., where I'm sitting today. About 80 to 85% actually work, live outside of what we call the Beltway here. All over the country, major cities and metropolitan areas have people from all branches of the federal government.
I was thinking about that as I was reading your article. For instance, if you go to the local Social Security Administration office, those are federal workers.
Yeah, that's right. And I think any major city in the United States probably got couple hundred people working for the Social Security Administration.
So what are the potential upsides of moving more of those workers by moving whole federal agencies out of D.C.?
So I think the rationale for thinking about the relocation of certain functions of the federal government, is a sound one. First, it's pretty expensive to do business here in Washington, D.C. Rents are high, salaries are high, so it could be a cost-saving measure to put certain federal functions outside of this very expensive market. A second rationale is that we have a lot of jobs. We have a very, very low unemployment rate here in Washington, D.C. The economy is hot, but that's not the case everywhere. There are a lot of places around the country that have higher unemployment, have lower wages, and could really benefit from the kind of good jobs and good benefits that federal employment provides.
Might there be an upside in having a range of different jobs and different levels of preparation that's needed for those jobs spread more across the country?
Yeah, I think there's something to that. I think, in studying this, I observed is that it's important when we think about, relocating federal jobs out of Washington, D.C., that, we'd not only look for places that need more jobs, but we look for places that have the kinds of workers or the kinds of local economies where certain federal functions would fit best. So if you wanted to relocate, say, the Patent and Trademark Office, which is mostly lawyers and scientists and scientific lawyers, you don't want to drop that down in the middle of a cornfield somewhere. You got to take it to a place where you have legal expertise and scientific expertise. Now, lots of states and lots of cities have that, but you got to make sure that it's there in a significant enough supply that you can actually do the work of the federal government in that place.
So it sounds like it's not just going where maybe an influx of jobs could benefit the economy, but maybe a place that has private sector and also maybe academic sector, people who are already engaged in whatever industry makes the most sense, close by.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. So, look, there are a lot of big urban centers in the United States that could use more quality employment. So it's not that you have to put it in a rural area. You want to put it where you have enough workers and you have skilled workers. Think about the Centers for Disease Control, right? It's in Atlanta, and Atlanta has a great university system, and it has a great medical facilities. And so there's just a great interplay between the scientists and the medical specialists who work at the CDC and the rest of the economy. And so you want to look for that kind of relationship between higher education, business, and the government when you think about relocating other federal functions.
So you've looked at a U.S. Senate bill called the Helping Infrastructure Restore the Economy, or the HIRE Act. Tell us what is in there that would dictate the kind of moves that we're talking about.
Yeah, so that's a bill that was introduced by Senator Hawley from Missouri and Senator Blackburn from Tennessee a couple of months ago. And it would move 10 different federal agencies, actually the whole of the agency, not just certain functions of those agencies, outside of Washington, D.C. So it's moving the U.S. Department of Agriculture to Missouri, moving the U.S. Department of Education to Tennessee. So those senators get their agencies. But then you've got Department of Commerce going to Pennsylvania, Department of Energy going to Kentucky. And at a very superficial level, sure, you could make a case for those states having some of the kinds of background and expertise and location that, you know, might work for those agencies. Missouri is an agricultural state. Sure, let's put the Department of Agriculture there. But I think that bill seriously overlooks the significant transition costs in putting an entire agency outside of Washington, D.C., plus the fact that, you know, people who work at these agencies need to work with people at other agencies of the federal government, with the White House, with Congress. So there are serious coordination costs to picking up entire federal agencies and moving them outside of D.C.
Well, and Alan, you mentioned earlier that it would really make sense to put these agencies, if they are to move out of the Beltway, to move them to places where there can be that synergy with academic institutions and with the private sector. But as I understand it, the HIRE Act would specifically mandate that agencies are located outside of big cities. Is that right?
Yeah. So I think they're thinking of this as much of a sort of rural economic development plan as something that would actually get the work of the federal government done in a reasonable way. So I think the economic basis for the proposal as it's currently constructed is pretty weak. It's mostly a sort of rhetorical political play on their part, but I think it's opening up an important discussion. And, you know, I think giving us a cause to step back and be thoughtful about how we think about the location of certain agencies, certain sub-functions of those agencies. The Trump administration did this, I'd say, not thoughtfully with part of the Department of Agriculture called the Economic Research Service. It sort of summarily announced that within 6 months they were going to move that agency and about 300 to 500 of its workers to Kansas City. But actually, in the end, about 80% of staff left the agency rather than relocate. And now they can't do the job that they need to do because they don't have anybody to do it.
We're talking with Alan Berube right now. He's the deputy director of the Brookings Institution's Metropolitan Policy Program. And we are talking about a proposal that would move many of the large federal administrations out of Washington, D.C. and into states around the country. And Alan, you mentioned that example that on a smaller scale of the Agriculture Department having a trial run at this. Conveniently, we can actually also look at the United Kingdom because their government tried something similar in 2004. What happened there?
Yeah, so I think not unlike the United States, there are parts of the United Kingdom that are doing very, very well economically and others that are not. And that's mostly a sort of north-south divide there. So London and cities in the south part of the UK are quite prosperous, and cities in the northern part of England especially much, much less prosperous. So recognizing that, officials in 2004, undertook a study to figure out how they could, what they call sort of decentralize their employees away from Greater London to help some of these economically lagging regions. But the point was that they took a lot of time to study it. They had a commission around it, and they took certain functions of the major Whitehall agencies in London and relocated them to other parts of the UK, but sort of major urban centers in the north and in Wales. So the equivalent of the Census Bureau for the UK now sits in Wales. The BBC is a public entity in the UK, and much of that is located in Greater Manchester. And in the end, I think the research around that showed that it saved money and helped the economies to which those functions were located. So I think it stands as a pretty good model about how to do this carefully and thoughtfully.
So as we start to wrap up, Alan, what can we look to make these moves the best possible moves they can be if they in fact happen?
Yeah, I think that experience, that of other countries that have decentralized their federal employment, just look, I think it's appropriate to think about these public jobs as not only serving the functions of government and executing those, but helping the communities in which they sit. So these are good jobs. I think thinking about how they can augment the economies of struggling regions in the United States is right. But I think you need to take a long-term vision. You need to do what you can to take some of the politics out of the process and think about where you can do these jobs that do good for the people in that community, but actually take advantage of that interplay I was talking about between business, government, and education such that you're actually getting the workers that you need and you're doing the job well.
Well, Alan, thanks so much for joining us today.
Great. Thank you for having me, Judith.
That was Alan Berube, Deputy Director of the Metropolitan Policy Program at the Brookings Institution. He was with us today to talk about his recent piece for Brookings, Moving Federal Jobs Out of Washington Could Work If It's Done Correctly.